You're listening to Scariff Bay Community Radio, and this is Around the Parishes, the programme where we go all over East Clare to find out what's happening in all the different areas. Today our focus is on Whitegate, and I'm delighted to be joined to the line by our correspondent there, Jack Tracy. Jack, good afternoon to you.
Good afternoon to you, Jim.
Jack, I would imagine loads happening in Whitegate, but I gather you're working on a walkway for people to who like to go for a walk, but maybe don't want to go on the road.
That's exactly true, Jim. Yeah. Now, the hurling club and the hurling grounds, we have a pretty big kind of perimeter, and now it has been developed into a kind of a very safe walkway that will be sand-based, and then it will be lit at night. And already it's proving to be hugely popular, Jim, with young and old, and all times of the day, people can go up, walk there or park there, and just do their lap or a couple of laps, such as it is really popular now with a lot of people, and it is so safe.
Yes, yeah, and of course, it beats going on the road.
It does, and lots of regular walkers, Jim, they just keep on reminding us how dangerous. You know, if you don't have a high-vis jacket, you shouldn't be out there at all, and even then, the speed on the road, and then it's not safe.
Yes.
So some people are really delighted with this now.
Okay, that's brilliant. And the sand-based finish as well will you know, make it easy to walk on, and there won't be, you know, it won't be stony or rough.
Exactly.
It'll be smooth for people.
Exactly, that's what it'll be, yeah. It's a great addition really now to the, yeah.
And
to
did
the
you
whole...
And did you say it's lit as well?
Yes, and solar lighting, just with, they're not fully finished yet, so people say it's great, but there's more work still to be done.
Yes.
And it's really a great asset now to the whole locality.
Lovely, that's brilliant. Looking forward to going down and have a look at it.
Yes, indeed, yeah.
And I suppose since we're in the GA pitch, so to speak, there must be plenty of activity recently in order to, because the season is almost upon us.
That's it, Jim. There is with both hurling and camogie now, all ages are preparing for the upcoming season. And tomorrow now, the adult hurling, the Clare Cup, kicks off with Whitegate entertaining St. Joseph's. So it's an early start tomorrow morning, Sunday, because of the National League game in Ennis between Clare and Kilkenny.
Yes.
The game is fixed in Whitegate for 11:15.
Very good.
And then all ages, hurling and camogie, there's a kind of an under-18 hurling league that has just started. And all of the other competitions for both hurling and camogie are all preparing for the season ahead.
Lovely. And of course, you know, the days have started to lengthen. There is much more of an evening in it now. So hopefully the rain won't be too much of a problem. I know that the pitch in Whitegate has been in excellent condition and well able to weather the worst that the rain can throw at it. But at the same time...
It has been used a lot now recently, Jim. And even last Sunday there was an under-18 camogie game between Clare and Limerick, and a lot of visitors really were astounded how good, how dry the pitch was, and it has got a lot of use, but it's held it really well.
Yes, okay, and it's great, you know, the way in all clubs, and in Whitegate I'm sure no more so than anywhere else, you know, there's a great sense of optimism at the start of the year, and we look forward to, you know, what might be possible, what games we might win, or competitions we might win.
Exactly. Yeah, we have always to begin with hope anyway.
Yes, okay. Listen, that's great. There is a confirmation coming up soon as well.
It's one of the early ones in the confirmation season, Jim, and it's on Friday next, March the 15th, and it's in St. Cayman's Church in Mount Shannon, and it's catering for the sixth class in both schools, in Mount Shannon and in Lac Isle.
Yes, okay.
That's sure to be a big family day for the children involved in that. And then later on the 4th of May, that's the date that's penciled in for First Communion in Whitegate.
Okay, so brilliant occasions, as you say, family occasions for everybody concerned. And of course, it's traditional with confirmation that Mount Shannon and Whitegate go together every
right.
second year in both ends of the parish.
Exactly. Yeah. So it's Mount Shannon this year.
Okay. Lovely. The the Tidy Towns, I suppose it's, you know, I mentioned there a while ago that the days are lengthening a bit and spring is, well, I suppose, kind of here at the moment. So we're looking forward to good weather, fine weather through the summer, and the village and the parish looking well.
Well, that's the thing, Jim. Once the evenings start to get bright, and the extra hour will help in a big way. And for the past number of years now, for nearly the past decade, Good Friday morning has been a kind of a community effort to clear all the roadways leading into the village. And what we do is we would meet at 10 o'clock at the church and then divide up into different groups that will tackle the various roads. And some of them, Jim, are particularly bad now.
Really?
Because, the roads around the village, a lot of the regular walkers now will keep those clean. But up towards, in the direction of Portumna, that road is particularly bad for people just dumping stuff, drive by, empty whatever they have, and it's a disgrace what is happening along that road in particular.
Yes, really. And it's not just somebody throwing an ice cream wrapper out the window.
No, it's a little bit more than that, Jim. Now, it really is. Yeah. So on Good Friday morning, then we send our heavy hitters to tackle that particular road. And we hope that will be a good turnout.
I know. And it's desperate, really, because, you know, people who live along that road, that's the last thing they deserve is to, for their road, you know, to be a dumping ground.
Oh, yeah, it's not good at all. And, you know, the quieter the road, the more it kind of, it's used for this illegal dumping now.
Yeah, well, I suppose they reckon there's a less chance of being caught.
That's it, Jim. That's exactly right.
Does the litter warden have any role in this, I wonder, Jack?
Well, in the past now, we would have contacted the litter warden to say that we had found not just household waste, but much bigger quantities. And his advice to us was he will come and he will open the bags. Don't touch them until he comes. And then if he can find an address or find a way of identifying the culprit, he'll take it from there.
Yes. Okay. So that's a good thing to do. But anyway, I suppose on Good Friday, when you have your group out, they will do a clean-up and a clear-up of anything that's there as well.
That's what we hope. Yeah, exactly, Jim. Yeah.
Okay, well, hopefully they'll do well. And hopefully they won't have as much as we fear.
I know.
Yeah. And bingo is making a comeback.
Well, what's rare is wonderful, and we don't often have bingo. But the Camogie Club are organising a bingo session now for the bank holiday at St. Patrick's weekend, which is only a weekend away.
Yes.
And that always proved, because we just have it sometimes at the festival in May, and not much more often than that. So they always get a full house, and they're hoping to get a full house for this, and it'll be a kind of a profitable fundraiser.
Yes, okay. So that's... Yeah. Yeah, and it has gone. I remember it was in Mount Shannon before, from time to time. And,
yes, it was. Yeah,
it's definitely an enjoyable experience as well for people. You know,
it is for young and old, and for grandparents to bring children to it, and for a couple of hours of great. As you say, it's very enjoyable.
It is, and it's very sociable, you know, in contrast to what people might think of everyone with their heads down, which they do, of course, looking at the books. Yeah. But there's a great element of crack during
there
it
is.
As well.
That's great fun, you know, throughout it all, yeah.
Yeah, great stuff. Okay, Jack. Anyway, loads of things happening in Whitegate. Hopefully that the walkway will be finished soon and will be in full use, and it's a great development for the village.
It's wonderful, Jim. Mm. Yeah, it is. We'll invite you for I won't say an official opening, but we'll certainly invite you to come and experience it.
Okay, and we'll bring the microphone, Jack, and we'll have a chat going round the walk.
Wonderful.
Lovely.
Look forward to that.
Okay, our correspondent in Whitegate, Jack Tracy, many thanks, Jack, for joining us, and please God, as the year goes on, we'll chat again.
Help of God, Jim. Thank you very much.
when you want to get off the darkest ground. The gravity pulls you straight down.